attention, listeners, before listening to episode 50 of JBC, it is recommended that you obtain a milk stout with a nitro.
And when you hear Joe's beer nearly explode in his fucking face, take a drink shortly afterwards, and you will share the experience with your host.
Joe, I've hit record. Now, I can see my levels when I say things like Costco. That sounds real good. What about you? What's your levels looking like?
Well, let's do the sync thing.
You want to do that first? Let's count together and say the magic B word.
Okay.
Go.
Three, two, one.
Let's start again.
Are you starting at three or starting at one?
Okay. Yeah. Here we're going to go. We're going to start at three. Three, two, one.
Balls.
Wow, that's way off. All right, Joe, let me get your individual sound test.
I came up with a new porn title for you to star in. It's called 50 Shades of Gay.
Hey, you got me nailed. So here we are on our 50th episode, and I'm feeling pretty good about that. Although, I got some questions. I got some things that I've been thinking about, because all these people in the world ask us to not do a podcast. They think that we should, instead of doing a podcast, we should, I don't know, choose life, choose a job, choose a career, choose a family, choose a fucking big television. We're supposed to choose washing machines, cars, DVDs, electric can openers. We're supposed to be healthy and have low cholesterol, dental insurance, and fixed interest mortgage payments. But you know what? Here's what I want to know. Tell me about your success, Joe. Tell me about your success. Ooh. That didn't come out the way I'd hoped it was going to come out.
It was very, very meaningful to me. I knew exactly what you were doing. I want to jump right in. Well, I want to say, Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's that clicking sound?
Oh, that's me fucking with my computer. Is that annoying? Okay. What do you think?
It's not annoying to me. I mean, if you want it in there, I think it'd be funny if our well, let's explain some things to our listener.
Ian, are you ready? This is complicated.
This is going to be great. So we didn't get rid of Jamie Jenner. I tried to fire her. She reminded me that she's an unpaid intern. I told her that I was giving her all kinds of, you know, bonuses and things in lieu of payment. And she said that she still wanted to get those things but didn't want to do any work. And we talked some things out. Anyway, point is now she's just going to learn from our actual – or not our, but a professional engineer who's going to help us today.
Well, that's the thing. First, you were the engineer. I was delighted by that. But that's a lot of work for you, so then we pass it off to this crazy bitch, Jamie Jenner. And really, I feel like what she got accomplished was, like, mooning you and flipping you off. And, like, you're like, can I have a cup of coffee? And she's like, fuck you, Jason. And it's like, all right. So, you know what? I decided to bring in somebody, and I got your stamp of approval, to really do a good job with the engineering. At least as good as a person can do, given the obstacles that we throw that person. His name is Garrett Bishop, and he's sitting right here with me in the actual studio. You, Jason, of course, are in the virtual studio.
Is that how it works now? Okay, I thought. Okay, then where were we last week?
Oh, so you think yours is the actual studio?
No. Don't get me wrong, Joe. I'm just saying that last week you had a party. And you flew all of your friends out to San Diego for it, and we recorded live in the same room. And I thought that was the studio, but now you're back in.
Yeah, that's the actual studio, and that's where I'm sitting now.
See? You're still in San Diego?
Look, you know what, man? I can't even keep up with that shit anymore. We live in an alternate universe, and let's just say that I'm in Davenport, Iowa.
Right. Yes. Yeah. But last
week. And it's a real studio. That all makes sense. Yeah. Let's do it back. I know that you're not going to, but anyway, we do have Garrett Bishop here, and he's going to help us out with some stuff that is some of the audio issues that we've had in the past. But there's one thing that he can't help with, Jason. Do you know what that is?
Me breathing a microphone?
That's right.
Was I just now doing that?
No, not at all. You're doing a great job. I just I wanted to say that out loud. On a future episode, we're going to have an intervention episode. That's going to be Joe, you should stop smoking because it'll kill you. And Jason, please, for God's sake, stop breathing in the fucking microphone. There's no health risk to that. It's just a request and a superficial.
I don't think it's superficial. I mean, we live in a world where Kanye West named his new kid Chicago, And that kid will have more money than you and me put together times 10. And I don't know if that's superficial. It just makes me think that your request to have me not breathe in the microphone, if I can do that for you, I think I can make your world at least that much better, since all Kanye can do is name his kids after cities and compass directions. I don't know if that made sense, but I've had several beers.
No, it did. And I didn't know what Kanye's new baby was called. I haven't been listening to the news. I'm sure it's a big story. But the fact that he called him Chicago, or her,
yeah, I don't
Chicago,
know.
It's not a big surprise. But yeah. Hey. We do have a theme this time.
We do. Let's party.
I want to say a couple things. So, yes, it's our 50th episode. I think that's a milestone that we should celebrate. Therefore, in the interest of celebration, we have a theme, which is partying.
Yeah, we're going to party hard.
So that'll come up over and over again. And then maybe something that you are aware of, maybe you're not, Jason. Our first episode, which was like a 20-minute episode, I'm going to go ahead and call it an embarrassing episode, was on January 19th, 2017.
Oh, it was.
Yes, it was. I could tell. You were surprised by that.
I was, yeah. Okay. I thought it was on the 12th. I don't know why I thought that, but the 19th, that's even better. So this is officially – we are officially 1 year old?
We're 1 year old.
Why is it 1 year, but if I say 0.5, I would say 0.5 years? Why is it plural when it's not a whole?
Because the English language is messed up, and then people don't know how to use language anyway, so you put those two things together, and then nothing makes sense.
Well, smell. Okay. 1 year old today, which is pretty awesome. Makes me feel good because you know that old joke, Joe, where we told people that we were going to do a comedy podcast and they all laughed at us. And 50 episodes later, no one's laughing now.
I got that joke right away. No one's laughing now. We have Ian is listening, but he's not fucking laughing either.
Not at all. No, that's not my joke. That's an old joke. I think I saw it on Twitter or something. Anyway, so what do you want to talk about? Let's talk about your party. Can we talk about your party?
Yeah, I'm surprised it even took this long to go into that. In fact, you've already mentioned my party because there was one asshole at the party.
There was just
one. I'm looking at him right now, Garrett Bishop. No, I'm kidding. There was one asshole.
What the fuck?
And this guy, showed up and basically... For one thing, he showed up very late. I don't mind about that. But he showed up and his breath smelled like vomit. Like really bad. You couldn't even be within 2 feet of his face.
Yeah.
Without it being a real problem.
Right.
And clearly he had a problem with me because what he said was what you mentioned in the intro, which is he came up to me smelling like vomit. He looked at me like I was a dickhead, like I had pooped in his Cheerios, and he was like, "Happy birthday, Joe. Why don't you tell me about your success? Why don't you tell me about how successful you are?" And I said, "Well, things are going okay." And I wanted to almost say, "Things are going pretty good for me compared to you because you look like a homeless person, and I can't stop wanting to barf because your face smells like barf." So that was, I just summed up the only problem with my 40th birthday party. Everything else was fucking awesome. Every single other aspect of the party was almost perfect.
You know what you could have said to him? You could have said this.
Fuck you, Jerry!
I waited way too long for that anticlimactic mini joke. No, the party, otherwise, you're absolutely right, was great. I won money. I didn't get stupid drunk. I had cake. I
got stupid drunk for you, sir.
You did. You weren't stupid, though. I mean, you were – I mean, okay. Actually, can I interrupt myself and go back a second? Just real quick.
Something only if you could forgive yourself. Go ahead.
I don't want the whole conversation to be about Jerry. I don't mind the whole conversation being about poop, though. You said
I like that you just named him, so if the dude ever listens to this, he's
Because I don't think he's going to remember it, but now you just said his name. So if he listens to
this, I said it before.
Like, fucking Joey.
When I did.
Fuck you, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. Hi, Jerry. Jerry's
so, you said he looked at you like you pooped in his Cheerios, and I'm trying to imagine, like, what look would I give somebody if they pooped in my Cheerios? And I don't think the look I give them would be the worst part of their day. I would do more than look at them. I'm trying to imagine that face. It would be like, you know, somebody pooped in your Cheerios. First of all, you're like, wait, how is that even a thing? Did you, what the hell? You wouldn't even know. You would look at you and go, I can't even process what I'm looking at here. Somebody poured mousse.
I chose that metaphor because if you're eating Cheerios, you just woke up in the morning, you might have had the motivation to cook yourself something better than a bowl of Cheerios. So like that's kind of the mood that you're in anyway, and you're trying to eat your Cheerios and everything's fine, and all of a sudden a bear ass comes out of nowhere and shoots a turd in your fucking Cheerios. It's terrible.
Yeah, it is. It's terrible, but it's like fighting terrible. I mean, I'm not trying to advocate for violence or anything, but if somebody shot my Cheerios, it's baseball bat time. I'm not going to just look at them like, you jerk. You know what I'm saying? Joe, you didn't make up the phrase. You used it the way everyone uses it, so I'm not trying to call you out. I'm just saying.
I didn't think it up. I chose it. Did I say that I think it up? I thank it up.
No.
Thunked it. Did I thunk that shit?
I'm not attacking you. I'm attacking the phrase. I would never attack you to your face on while we hit record.
Well, look, the thing is, Jerry looked at me like he wanted to attack me. That's the thing. Because if someone poops in your Cheerios, like things get aggressive. It just becomes very confrontational. That's the word I'm looking for.
And therefore, you use it appropriately because the only thing you did to him was not be an asshole. And you had some success, and he didn't.
It was just a weird exchange. And by the way, I'm talking about Jerry Weiss. That's his full name.
Let's just lay all the cards on the table. Enough negativity. I apologize. I just like to glom onto things. Your party was outstanding.
Cool.
There was a dartboard. There was a pool table. There was rock and roll music. There was a game called LCR where I won a lot of money. You should turn the age you turned and have that party every year, Joe. Every year.
I want to give a shout out to my wife because she did a really, really good job. She planned that whole damn thing. And I got to see Garrett Bishop for the first time in quite some time. And that was a lot of fun. And you got to meet Garrett Bishop. Do you remember that, gentlemen?
I do. All right. I remember him. And I remember our conversation about him afterwards. And Garrett, full disclosure, I'm going to tell you a little bit about it because it made us very happy because you were asking Joe about our podcast, which we're doing right now, and you were asking very pertinent, very good questions that we were happy to answer. And then I think at one point you said something and Joe said, we just did our 49th episode. And the look on your face made us just so – it just made us happy because it was both – it was like you couldn't believe it and you respected us at the same time. We were just like, nailed it. Now, maybe we're wrong. Maybe I'm misinterpreting. Remember, we were drinking, Garrett. It's not my fault, but it was just a delightful interaction.
Well, I just want to say that doesn't speak to the quality of our podcast, but it does speak to our devotion to this.
It does, yes. Yeah, quality schmality. We're just devoted. And I think that's the same can be said for all of your friends, Joe. They are devoted. I'm not going to talk about
their
quality.
They're not quality, but they're devoted.
You have some pretty kick-ass friends. I had a good time, and you have two orders of magnitude more friends than I do. I have a cousin I do a podcast with, and I have my Twitter account. That's about it. So it was cool to hang out with real human beings for a change.
Well, and you know what I thought was funny is now we never have more than one listener, but I'm pretty sure that it's one at a time. Normally I address Ian as our listener, but there are other people that they're kind of substitutes for Ian, and they listen to the podcast when he's not listening to it.
Yeah, sometimes he taps out.
Yeah.
He'll do the – yeah.
And what I thought was fun was that you got to listen to each of our listener – or you got to meet each of our listener, and they were happy to meet you because they had only heard your voice. So you had some strange excuse for celebrity there, I think, for maybe 30 seconds at a time. It was fun to watch.
It was fun to participate.
Is this him? Is that him? The guy with the sunglasses on over there? Like, yeah, that's him. And they came up like, are you Jason? Like, yeah, that's me. Oh, I listened to you on the podcast. Thanks, man. Yeah,
And yeah. I'd say, thanks. And I'd say, you want some cake? And they'd be like, yeah, we want cake. And we were friends after that. And it was fun because sometimes I would just be talking to a random person, just standing there, you know, shooting shit, talking about like Reaganomics or something. And they'd say something and they'd say, how you know Joe? And I'd say, oh, he's my cousin. And they'd look at me and go, wait a minute, are you the guy who does the podcast with them? I'd say, yeah. And the look on their face, like, man, you don't look anything like I pictured. That look, there's just shock. It was awesome. It was really beautiful is what it was.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I want to say, in the name of partying, okay, so for my birthday, everybody brought, how do I put this? Most of the gifts that were brought were just a bunch of booze. Like, everybody just kept loading booze, and they put it in my arms. And I would be like, oh, booze, great. And then I'd put it down, and like just collecting all this booze. And one of these things that I did not even try yet... is what Timedian brought me.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to spend a lot of time with Timedian. You know,
I did.
Our listener knows that he's on the podcast several times. He brought me, well, here, let me ask you first. What are you drinking tonight?
Me? I was drinking a Fremont Interurban IPA. It's my third of the day, but I guess I'm done now. So, yeah.
Okay. No,
I
like to ask you what you're drinking so you can tell me some beverage that I've never heard of before. Like, goddamn, you're fancy. Guess what? Tonight I'm fancy too, bitch. I've got Left Hand Brewing Company. I happen to know that that's, I think, either Colorado Springs or Fort Collins or something. That's a Colorado beer, which is why Tim got it for me. Wow.
Awesome.
What a breakthrough. Anyway, it is a Left Hand Brewing Company Milk Stout Nitro.
Well,
we'll go ahead and pop that open right now. Yeah. Remind us all how you feel about nitros, Jason.
I'm not a fan. That was a great sound effect, by the way.
Anyway, I was trying to punctuate what I just said, and it went a little too far.
Mission accomplished.
Okay. What are your thoughts about nitro?
I'm not a fan of the nitros, although I will drink Guinness on one person's birthday because that person really likes Guinness a lot. She sort of identify her with Guinness and Guinness with her. So I'll drink a Guinness on her birthday. And it's not bad. In fact, if you chug them really, really fast, like 4, 5, 6 in a row, they start to taste pretty good. So, yeah. But you like the nitros. You like the smooth, creamy feel of a nitro, don't you?
I do from time to time. And I just took a drink of this milk stout from Timedian Nitro. Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Too bad we don't have... This is only an auditory project. There's no... We don't have all five senses involved, or else our listener would be able to taste this right now.
Well, I suppose
the technology's not there yet.
You could call him up and say, hey, before you listen to the show, or, you know, since we've got an engineer now, we could put a little clip in the front. Attention listeners, before listening to episode 50 of JBC, it is recommended that you obtain a milk stout with a nitro, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know.
And when you hear Joe's beer nearly explode in his fucking face, take a drink shortly afterwards, and you will share the experience with your host.
You know, Joe, you know, it's okay that it exploded. In fact, I think it was necessary. Do you know why it was necessary that your beer exploded?
It didn't explode, but it just sounded like it. But why? Why is that necessary?
You gotta fight!
That's why.
For your right!
Can you guys hear that?
Yeah. We keep adding stuff to Garrett Bishop's list of shit that he needs to put in the Dropbox, which just – that's delightful to me.
I went to YouTube, and while you were talking, I turned the volume down. I fast-forwarded through the clip until I thought they were going to say that, and then I hit play. So that was – yeah.
It was thematic.
It was thematic.
And I love the Beastie Boys, so thank you. Yeah, I like the Beastie Boys even when they were teenagers, which is what that song –
That was the era.
When did it come out? 1986.
Yeah. I think they were all teenagers at that point.
Yeah. I was in 86, I was 15. So I guess, Joe, you must have been 9. Wow.
You just made me realize that you are congenial with the Beastie Boys. And I like you just a little bit more because of that now.
I'm not sure if I know what that word means. I always thought congenial was nice person.
I misused that word, didn't I? Look, you're of the same generation. Here, Oh, I see. You're the same age as the Beastie Boys. Congratulations. And you look like a skinny Jewish dude, so you might as well be a Beastie Boy at this point. Because you're a good rapper, too. MCA has passed.
Yes. Do you think I should be the fourth Beastie?
I think that if Ad Rock were sitting in this room and I suggested that to him, he would punch me directly in the fucking teeth.
He would.
So I'm sorry I even brought it up. But I do think, one, I know that you're the same age as the Beastie Boys. And I'm pointing, by the way, for our listener, I'm pointing emphatically right now.
Yeah, point.
You are the same age as the Beastie Boys. It could be argued that you look like a skinny Jewish rapper. And you are a rapper.
So,
I'm looking at the clock here.
Yeah.
Where are we at? What minute are we at, Jason? That's normally your job.
We're at minute 22.
22?
22? Yeah.
Okay, so it's not quite time yet, or maybe it is. I was thinking maybe we could start hitting some ads, pay for this show. Yeah. This absolutely. 50th show, our anniversary show.
Absolutely. I think, so I'm glad we have an engineer, and this is a meta podcast, so I can talk about our podcast while we're doing it, although the theme is supposed to be parties. But, you know, on my end, your voice, visually, it blows out every once in a while, but I can barely hear it on my side. So I think this is why we need an engineer, because I don't know what's going on. I'm probably going to send this over to the guy, and he's going to be like, no, I can't work with this. You guys are going to start all over. But, we'll see.
I mean, you know what? Let's go into it for a second.
You can link
Let's go into it. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's all we need. I don't know how I fucked everything up, but I think that's all we need.
Yeah,
because I'm getting recorded here in the actual studio.
I got an idea, and so I don't mean to butt in, but how about you guys spend another 5 minutes figuring out if the audio works?
Yeah, we'll spend 5 more minutes, and then we'll be at the 30-minute mark.
Just keep going.
And then we can
hear me now? How's my voice now? Can you hear it?
Yeah,
He's fucking with us because it's terrible podcasting.
No, it's really good. Okay, so you're getting blown way out, but maybe if I turn this fader down, let's see what happens. No, that doesn't work because that blanks us both out. Okay, that's stupid. I don't know what to do, Joe. I don't know.
As long as your level's good, we're fine.
Well, mine is fine.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Let's just keep going. Yeah. I believe Garrett Bishop. Normally on the show, we would spend another 10 minutes. They're like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Jason, can you hear me? He's like, coming in a little hot. I don't like this at all. All right, so let's
stop. I want to hear you. I want to hear your congenial voice, and I don't know why it won't work. Everything in the world sucks. Do you have any good party stories, Joe? Any, like, you've told a couple on the podcast in years past. I can say that now. Years past. you've told stories before about the time you got mugged and about the time you got jumped by that girls rugby team, and that time that you you cosplayed guacamole dip or something and that didn't end well. But do you have any other stories you can tell us?
Wow, I don't remember a couple of those. I remember telling the story of when I watched Dracula get his ass kicked on the side of the road.
Yeah.
I almost wanted to tell that one again, but then I realized, wait, no, I've already told that story. I also told the story of when I was at a party. The cops busted the party. I was like 16 or 17. I was put into the back of a cop car with a young lady. And while the cops were looking for other teenagers, I actually got a hand job in the back of a police car, which is fucking marvelous, I think. I'll never forget that. Anyway, those are just recaps. I've told those stories before. I have a rather disturbing party
story for you, Jason.
Okay. I'm all ears.
I was 22, about to graduate college, and I was at this party. Now, in Boulder, Colorado, there's a lot of, I don't know if you want to call them hippies. They're more just people with bad attitudes and drug problems with dreadlocks. White people with dreadlocks, I want to be clear. All the people I met in Boulder that were of color that had dreadlocks, I thought were delightful people. There was something about the white people that had dreadlocks that they tended to be shitbags. So I'm at this party, and there's a whole lot of people around dancing, and everybody's having a good time. And this guy with dreadlocks screams to the party, "Hey, I got a neat trick. Anybody have a hammer? This seems like a nice house. Who owns the house? You got a hammer in this house?" And like a street performer, he kind of gathered people around him, the host of the party brought him a hammer. I think she eventually regretted that decision. She brought him a hammer, and he pulled his dick out. He reached into his pocket and pulled out a nail. And it occurs to me, retrospectively, that this guy carries this nail around. He doesn't carry a hammer around. He carries the nail around, hoping for a hammer so he can show everybody this trick. And I'm sure that you can see this coming. Everybody gathers around. He pulls out his wang. He puts the nail into his urethra and hammers the nail into his urethra. All the way. All the way down. Yeah. And everyone, you know, just aghast. Just, oh my God. And he loved it. He was just smiling, just snickering, you know. And I don't know how many times it seemed like that was this guy's thing. I mean, he had a nail in his pocket, ready to nail it into his cock. Maybe took a tour of parties. And by the way, he didn't put out a hat. Nobody gave him fucking any money for this. He just did it. If that were my thing, put out the hat. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, let's have a few dollar bills here.
Throwing cards.
Anyway, I had to relate that to you. That was a terrible experience. Now, not to be outdone.
Right.
I was like, look, I can top this. So I pulled out my dick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just holding it. And everybody's kind of just looking, mouths agape at my cock. And I'm kind of looking around, you know, nodding and smiling. Yeah, that's it. I thought the spectacle that I put on was better just because my dick was huge compared to his. And horrified everybody. And I just, you know, have a big dick.
It begs
anyway,
so many.
I made the second part up. Like, I didn't pull out my dick. The dude actually hammered a nail into his cock. I didn't just pull out my dick in response to that.
So okay, let's just break all this down, because why not, right? One, it was the false part of the story was you pulled out your dick. That was the part you made up. That was fantasy. That was elaboration. Yeah. And the nail in the dick. Second of all, how did, like, did he go from, like, one day he's just sitting there doing his taxes, eating a bagel, and he's like, I think I'm putting a nail in my dick? Or did he gradually work his way up, like, he started with just, I don't know, a ball peen hammer and a tack, and he's like, I need to ump the ante here, and he moved on to a 10-penny nail, and, I mean, what's the process?
No, you ask a valid question, which is, well, remember the Jim Rose Circus? Maybe that still exists. I don't know, but like those are people, you know, that dude would lift up a cinder block, like put a hook through a piercing in his cock and then lift up a big old cinder block.
There was
all sorts of other crazy shit going on in that show, but they were at like Lollapalooza, and you have to ask yourself, okay, well, how did that guy get started? Like, you're not 6 years old dreaming that that will be your profession when you're six. So I don't have an answer to your question, but like, this isn't the only guy that, let's face it, Jim Rose actually made money off of it and tore it around and was in Lollapalooza. The guy with the fucking nail in his dick, I'm not sure if he ever did anything with his life. So.
Maybe he was like an understudy, you know? He was just like, or he's like one of those assholes who gives away magician's tricks. He's like, you know what? I know how they did that. And he's like, he could probably show you. He's like, hey, you know what? You could do this too. And he shows you, and it's like nothing. And it's one of those things that's like, oh, this is remarkable. This was neither painful nor unsafe. And yet I can never reveal to people this because I don't have it in me to, you know, snicker and chortle when they are aghast at my antics.
You know, I think it's going to, that dude will be a mystery to me forever. You know what? Maybe he's like a high priced lawyer in, you know, New York right now. And he still does the hammering his dick trick at parties.
There's a comedy sketch I saw on some TV show. I'll try to remember it, but I probably won't. Where two guys are golfing and they're brothers, and one guy says, "Hey, you know, Dave or whatever, how come you have so much self-confidence?" He said, "Because every morning I shove a roll of pennies up my ass, and then I distribute them around, and then I walk around knowing that people probably have my ass pennies in their pocket." And he's like, his brother's like, "What?" He goes, "Look, pulled out your, let's see what change you got in your pocket." Because this is a comedy show, right? So, like, the brother pulls, like, this ungodly amount of change, like, just two handfuls of change. And the other guy's, like, sifting through and going, "Yeah, yeah, that one. Okay, that one." He's like, "Yeah, you probably got three or four of my ass pennies in your hand right now." And then his brother's disgusted. He runs away and he's shouting after him, "Yeah, go tell all your friends they're carrying around my ass pennies." And so, this is what I'm thinking. This guy that you met at the party, he handed that nail to a carpenter on a job site, and now every time he walks by that house, he goes, "Yep, that's my dick nail right there." Like, the people come out and they're like, "Hey, neighbor, how's it going?" He's like, "Yeah, it's going real good. How you like your house there, Steve? How you like your house?
My cock nail put your house together. How you feel about that?" That's a twisted way to somehow feel like you're in control of things. And by the way, I want to commend you. I didn't know where the hell you were going with that, and there it is.
There it is.
You've surprised me. We got to move on from this. Like, the dick nail thing is starting to grate on me a little bit.
You want to do some ads and whatnot?
Yeah, and then I'm hoping. Come on, I'm sure you came to the party with a party story too. So let's do some ads, and then I want to hear a party story. Damn it.
Okay, I think I can make one up. What order do you want to go in today? Do you go first or I go first? Who's going first?
I'll start. Give me that intro.
Okay, here you go. An intro. Is that what you wanted? You want an intro? You'd think that I got this soundboard put together, I'd be able to do this shit better, but nope. That's not going to happen.
I'm sure you can do it. If you've got a big event approaching, like a birthday party, bat mitzvah, baby shower, or just a celebration of life, you know that Party City has you covered for any and all party-related supplies and rentals. Balloons, pop-up tents, streamers, napkins, chairs, stupid outfits, stupid, stupid wigs, and stupid, stupid, stupid hats. But what about the end of your shindig? Oftentimes, a host is ready for the party to wind down, but can't build up the courage to begin ushering their guests out the front door. Don't worry, Party City has you covered once again. Introducing Rent-A-Rec, not to be confused with the shitty car rental company. Rent-A-Rec is a service offering by-the-hour rentals of insufferable shitheads who will arrive at your event and shut it down with ease in no time flat. A variety of abrasive individuals are available right now. Drunk ex-girlfriend, drunk barfing hobo, drunk screaming douchebag frat boy, and totally sober super religious guy who can't stop talking about Jesus. This week, Party City is having a special on premium Rent-A-Rec characters like drunk racist with a gun, drunk your mother-in-law, and drunk dude who keeps pulling his dick out. That's right, it's Rent-A-Rec from Party City. Leaving so soon? Party City is not responsible for smashed plates, ass-grabbing, injured or deceased pets, spilt urns, broken urns, peed-in urns, pooped-in plants, pooped-on floors, puke-on floors, puke-on walls, and puke on your wife's tits.
I have not done a Larco in 4 episodes, I think. The last time they sent me one was for episode 46, the 10-foot Christmas ornament and bag of mini trees. New year, new Larco ad. They sent this one to me. I'll read it to you now. I don't think it's got the same panache as the previous ones, but here we go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the situation. The Petersons have gone away on a week's vacation, and their property has popped up on Airbnb, the app for people who like to stay in houses without their owners knowing about it. According to the pictures, they have a big, beautiful backyard, perfect for that reggae toga party you've been wanting to throw ever since you smoked a blunt with that girl you met underneath the Colosseum in Rome back when you thought you were going to be an ancient history major, but you wound up dropping out and getting a job at the 7-Eleven. So you show up at the Petersons' place and, oh snap, The Airbnb app said that the Petersons always kennel their dog before going on vacation, but it looks like they left behind a couple dozen doggy landmines. Jesus Christ, what do they feed this dog anyway? Buckets of spoiled lasagna? 10-pound Pekingese, my ass. Some of these doo-doo piles are bigger than a 10-pound Pekingese. And what, you're going to bend over and pick up all this dog shit yourself like some kind of asshole? Oh, hell no. You're about to throw the nastiest hoe down since that frat party you threw in college with the Snooki versus Lindsay Lohan theme. Should have bought stock in penicillin futures after that one, know what I'm saying? But back to that canine crapapalooza. Listen, don't you worry about it. Once again, Larko to the rescue. Introducing the backyard shit Roomba. This little 55-pound beauty is here to save the day. Just fill her full of our proprietary blend of 3-in-1 oil, diesel, and potpourri, and let her rip. Then step back, because Larko's backyard shit Roomba doesn't care if it's gobbling up turds or toes. Thrill as this self-guided dung-dining drone whizzes and whirls all around the place. Watch it bounce over the patio. Watch it bounce off the fence. Watch it make the marigolds quiver and the squirrels go screaming for cover. Oops, caught one. Oh, well, the BSR don't give a shit. Get it? Because it doesn't give shits, it eats shit. Anyway, in no time at all, that backyard will be so clean, you could slip a little GHB into somebody's Coors Light and not worry about the dry cleaning bill on your toga when you and your loved ones slip down behind the decorative bushes. Hey there, speaking of decorative bushes, what is this, 1983? Larko's backyard shit Roomba gets the job done, son, so you can concentrate on the finer things in life, such as listening to shitty island music and wearing a bedsheet like some kind of jerk-off. Buy a backyard shit Roomba today.
Dude. Oftentimes, Larko will... the products mean nothing to me. They seem absurd. Maybe I don't have enough money or I'm not in the right circumstances to use the product, but the shit Roomba... Yes. Yes.
That's wonderful. One you could use,
I need
huh?
one. Oh, yeah. I need one. JBC produces poop.
JBC does produce poop. Oh, that's, yeah, I met, you somehow got your dog out there to San Diego, too, which I thought was really wonderful, and I met your delightful dog.
Yeah, you met Jesus marking Christ. And he puts,
I did.
He puts out a lot of poop. In fact, somehow he puts out more poop than the food that I'm putting in the other side. I don't know how that works, but I need a shit Roomba. Shit Roomba. Stat!
Goddamn. Backyard shit Roomba. They told me that the ad was a lot longer because they're apparently you can also buy a riding backyard shit Roomba, and I asked them, like, why would you ride on it if it's self-driving? And they just looked at me like I was a an asshole, so. But the copy was too long, they said, so that we cut it down to excuse me, it's present length. Anywho.
A rideable shit Roomba. That's beautiful. Well, yeah. No, you just ride it. It still does its own thing. You just ride on top of it. You're not driving it. You didn't understand that? They looked at you like you pooped in their Cheerios?
Yeah, they did. They looked like I pooped in their Cheerios and then didn't fill their backyard shit Roomba with enough diesel 3-in-1 oil and potpourri to let it run over the shitty Cheerios.
If you get the most high-end shit Roomba, it'll take the shit out of your Cheerios.
Word. It will. Word. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's futuristic backyard shit Roomba. The Larko backyard Cheerio cleaning shit Roomba. Buy one today.
So, come on. You got a party story, right?
I do. I have a party story. I went to a party once, and there I was, and there were, like, people everywhere. They're all over the place. It was like one of those kind of parties where there's people and everybody was drinking like liquids. Some of them were alcoholic, but some of them weren't. I mean the drinks, not the people. And there was music and everyone was like, you know, standing around except for the ones who were sitting. A couple people were lying down and one guy was floating, but we think that might have been a trick of the light. Anyway, so there we were. And this girl, she's like, she did this thing that everyone was like, whoa. And then there was a swimming pool. And this guy had, like, some lemons. And then I also remember a lawn chair. But
are you okay?
Huh?
Are you okay? Are you having a stroke?
Here's the truth, Joe. Here's the 100% truth. I just do not go to parties. I mean, I just don't. I don't.
So you're just, like, relating to me what you think parties are like? It's a little bit off, dude. It's a little bit off. Mostly people don't float. And when you were talking about, oh, this girl did this thing, and everyone was like, whoa, I don't know. My mind went in a terrible direction.
I bet it did.
But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just thought that there was a medical emergency. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. Yeah, I was just, you know, you want me to continue with that story? Okay. Then the docie showed up, and oh my God, he was high on crack. No, listen, I don't have any party stories. I wish I did, Joe.
Okay, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, if you had ever been to a party other than my 40th birthday party, you'd realize that, one, people don't float, and two, donkeys on crack, that's a rarity. Now, it happens,
but it's a rarity.
Not enough to even mention it.
Well, okay, so
last time I was at a party with a donkey on crack was a long time ago. It was like the 90s.
It was the 90s, yeah. You were younger then. A lot of people don't realize this, but we were all younger then. Pretty much every fucking person who was alive in the 90s who's still alive was younger then. And if you can find somebody who wasn't, you trap that shit because he needs to be taken out. That's some weird, goofed up stuff. Listen, Joe, I have been to other parties. My 40th party, birthday party.
There's got to be something.
I don't mean anecdotes. There's no anecdotes, though. Nobody came up to me and asked me about my success. We rented out a place. My wife invited a whole shit ton of people. We did a stand-up comedy theme, so anybody who wanted to stand up and tell jokes was allowed to. I did 5 minutes. My cousin, who's going to be on our show one of these days, he did 10 minutes. He was amazing. One of our nieces, who's like 8 years old, she did some jokes. This one guy stood up, and I'm not making this up. He did limericks. He wrote 3 lyrics about each of the branches of government. I'm not making this up. He did a executive branch limerick, a judicial branch limerick, and a congressional branch limerick. And I don't remember them. They weren't funny. He wasn't even like trying to tear down government. He was just like, you know, I can't remember how they were. They were instructive. So there was, excuse me, a lot of Italian food at the party. And afterwards, those of us who were still standing, went to Taco Bell, and one of my cousins, I did shout this at one point, God damn it, I'm trying to drive, get off of me, I'll kiss you when we get back home, because he was trying to kiss me, my cousin, because he was very drunk. It's not really much of a story, though.
You went to Taco Bell at the very end of your 40th birthday party. I just think it's endearing. Look, if you've had a really, really good time, sometimes you'll just break down and go to Taco Bell.
Well, for what it's worth, that party was a little bit later in the year than it normally is because we were going to have just a metric butt ton of relatives coming in town for Christmas. Our house was packed and overflowing. You've never seen so many people in one tiny little house in Seattle, Texas. And one of my relatives who was here was pregnant, and it was just so packed that she and her husband and then me and my wife were all sleeping in the same room. But I got home so late, I didn't want to disturb her. And I could not find any place to lie down in the whole goddamn house until I finally figured out I'll go into the laundry room. So I went into the laundry room with my robe and a bunch of dirty towels, and I made a bed and I went to sleep for about 3 minutes. And my wife found me. She was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I said, I didn't want to disturb your sister. And she's like, you're stupid. Come to bed. And,
Well, I just wanted to say that if it's like the last time maybe you can get away with some stupid shit like that is on your 40th birthday, but you didn't even get away with it. You laid down in your robe in the laundry room. Your wife caught you within 5 minutes. Is like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. And by the way, after your 40th birthday party, shit like that's completely unacceptable. It's like grounds for divorce.
It absolutely is, yeah. I did it altruistically. It was, again, I didn't do it because for selfish reasons. I mean, who was selfish? Like, ah, ha, ha, my stupid wife doesn't know I sleep in a
robe. No, I mean, no, you were a sweetheart about it. I'm just saying, a drunk dude in a robe going to sleep in his laundry room, like, you know.
Yeah.
I think wives like ours, just that type of shit is unacceptable.
Absolutely. It's the thing that really...
And you know what? You know what else is unacceptable?
What?
Us continuing this fucking podcast.
No. I mean, it is, but let me finish. You're right. I'm not going to finish. I am going to finish my point, which was that the thing that really pissed off my wife was that not only was I sleeping in there, but I had mixed the colors with the whites, and they got all over the shirt. Anyway, yes, let's go on. Do you have an argument?
Well, damn it. Learn your lesson.
Lesson learned.
You know? And what I'm saying is, yes, we can finish this particular podcast, but you understand that my main thing is, can we cancel the podcast? Please.
Should I introduce?
I need to finish this particular podcast in order to make my point. That's normally the thing.
Okay.
It's been a little while since I've done one of these, but are we ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Give me that intro, sir.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Arguments for Cancellation in honor of the 50th episode and our anniversary. And it's party-themed. What do you know? And this is how. I think that, now, looking back on all the podcasts, we've had quite a few guests, the most recent now being Garrett Bishop. And I've decided that the content put forth by our guests is more compelling and amusing than any of the content that you and I, Jason, have recorded. And that's disappointing. I have evidence of this. I think that any one of our guests, and that includes our fathers and some of our friends, any one of them could do their own podcast if they teamed up, any combination of them. Every podcast would be better than this fucking podcast. Okay? So yeah. This is the longest montage that I've ever done. I went apeshit because I was like, oh, this is good. Again, unlike our own material. This is good. So I came up with like 7 minutes of montage, and then I furiously tried to cut it down, and I think it's somewhere around 3 minutes. I call it Be My Guest.
Kill the wabbit. Say hello, Dad.
Hello, Dad. I was in the fetal position crying. And, you know, a bee is around and they start swatting it, you know, and then they fall down the stairs and kill themselves. I stuck a nail in my head that I was going to die. 4 inches of clothes and a 2-inch dick. It's really a problem to go to the bathroom. You know, you're going to piss on your clothes if you don't get them off. And the guy I was working with had his dick hanging through the door, pissing through the hole where the knob should go on the door. And he's just smiling through the window of the door with his dick hanging out of the doorknob hole.
All right, everybody, get ready for a Just Be Cousins exclusive for the first time on an internationally. Fuck you, Dad. How you doing?
Hey, Jay, how's it going, man?
Good, good, good.
To say that we grew up in poverty is an exaggeration because we were not nearly that fortunate. You are ready to die at any time. The fact that he did not torture and kill you was actually a testament to his restraint. Now, I, being the oldest, preferred strawberry, and I got what I wanted. Then our sister always got the vanilla. And to this day, she hates us. The rigor of boiling water. No one should ever be injured while producing a cup of tea. Yeah, right. Prove that in a court of law.
Mickey Mouse is giving the thumbs up.
He was given a thumbs up and Goofy with lights and sound and vibration and pain and suffering. Except a nigga like me is going
insane. Insane. What's up?
Hey, motherfuckers. How you doing?
I don't have 11 assholes like Jason does. They listened to your podcast one time and they went into fucking hiding. Yeah, it can either improve your life or turn you into an insufferable douche. Sucking Dan Carlin's dick. That was the whole thing. Emotional cum rag. Emotional cum rag.
Emotional cum rag.
It's motherfucking comedian!
The anti-comedian! That's why you started with T-I-M-E-D-I-A-N because it's... I'm really not that funny, but why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Because it was fucking dead. Three-legged midgets being, you know, actually juggled and tossed like pins by the cast of Wonder Woman. Type in wet ball smack in the search option there. Be sure to stop when you find Uncle Willie's testy check. Spit in my face and kick me in the nuts.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the show, Shags.
Who fucking invited this chick? Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Is that
So suck a dick and suck it well, motherfucker. Because respect. Fucking Jason Voorhees, murder, midgets, and boners!
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or...
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes that is better.
Joe, you know how after every one of these, I say, yeah, you actually did convince me. But you probably think I'm joking or I'm being a little bit snarky or a little bit ironic or sarcastic or disingenuous or some other cinnamon for all those words. But this time you really did convince me. All of those people are way, way better at this than we are.
Okay, good. Well, that's it. So next week, when it's time for us to record, finally... After all this time, after 50 episodes,
we can a year.
Yes, we can just fucking stop, dude. What a relief.
Joe, you know what we can do? We can go party now. Because we record on a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday, unless it's a Monday or a Wednesday or a Tuesday or a Sunday. And now we have those days free. We can go party. So what are you going to do with your free time now that we're not doing this dumbass podcast anymore?
Well, as I understand it, it's you and... Garrett Bishop have a little bit of work to do, but I have fucking nothing left to do. So I'm going to pace around, realize that you're working.
Not tonight. Not tonight. Next week and for all eternity. Yeah.
For all eternity? Well, look, tonight's the beginning of all eternity, and I'm really happy to have a couple of drinks and smoke. But the rest of eternity, I'm just happy that we did 50 episodes and I finally convinced you that it's fucking over. Like, I almost want to cry.
Are you feeling a little verklempt there? You're getting a little choked up at the thought of it's finally over, your long-suffering and tortured life.
I'd say that it's been fun, but it's been terrible.
I'm not going to say that it's been terrible because that's too many syllables for the smell that comes off of me every time we get done with one of these.
Well, so one of the things you're going to do is go take a shower.
No. Okay, maybe. Yeah, I probably will.
Well, hey man, that's it. Like we've run out of shit to say.
We do, but we still have 2.5 minutes to fill before I'm going to hit that outro button. So, any other party?
No, talk about. Yeah. Here's the party. We're celebrating the end of the show for real. Like we're never doing the fucking show again. Finally, I've done. I think maybe not every single episode, but I've probably done like 40 arguments for cancellation. It's never worked. This time it fucking worked. Everybody, this is it.
You know what I just thought of though?
Yeah.
What I think we should do with our free time? Now hear me out, Joe. Don't freak out. You know what we should do, you and me?
What's that?
We should do a podcast. What do you think? Like a good one. Like with a good engineer and like, you know, we get an actual sponsor and, you know...
I've got an idea. We have themes every once in a while.
Yeah.
Just ironically, I don't know. Maybe we'll like do fake ads and shit.
I think we could do too. Honestly, okay, this is going to be hilarious, Joe. This is going to be so great. Fuck parties. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Let's do a podcast, you and me, and we'll do like the fake ads, like you said. I think that's a great idea. No one's ever thought of that, and. I think that every week you should put together clips of the stuff that we said and use those to convince me to stop doing the podcast. What do you think, huh?
It's a pretty good idea. Let's start next week.
Okay.
And do at least 50 episodes.
I'm going to – you know what? You know how like you get those checks? You get a check and like this, we're going to start your checks numbered. Who writes checks anymore, right? But back in the day, it was like, we're going to start your checks at 500 because – like, you hand somebody a check that says 001, and like, you ain't got no money. And I was like, but it's a new check account. Of course I got money. Like, no, I'm not taking this check. So they just start them at 500 for you. Let's do that with our podcast. Let's start at, like, I don't know, pick a random number that we should start up. Somewhere between 1 and 100.
51. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Next week we're going to start at 51. This podcast is finally fucking over. What a relief. Next week, our brand new fucking podcast starts, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, gentlemen.
And gentlemen, one person. And what are we going to call this brand new podcast? Whoa, that's loud. Sorry about that. You still there?
Yeah, yeah. You made Mr. Bishop laugh out loud with that one. That's good.
The one thing we needed is not to be loud. And at the very end, what do you fucking do?
Ah! Mr. Bishop is berating you, sir. But you've done very good at not blowing your microphone. The bank.
Last podcast. Fuck this. I'm done.
It's over. You know what? Next week, we'll do a podcast just because. Actually, let's call it just because.
You should call it. What are we going to call the podcast, the new one?
Just because.
Yeah, that's a good idea because I already have the domain name. So let's do that.
Sweet. This is going to be easy, man.
This is so good. And you know what's going to be great about this new podcast? Joe, we have some experience now. I mean, we're not coming into this bald like we did 50 episodes a year ago.
Yeah, we are. In fact, we're going to be balder every single time that we come to the show.
Really?
Watch. Really? I mean, listen. Listen to me get bald. Ian, listen to me get balder.
Ian, listen to Joe get bald. So, one last thing. If I turn this up really loud, that's going to piss Garrett off.
No.
Okay.
Fuck you, Jason!
Good evening.